you won't ever find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Now tuned into the greatest. Turn the music up in the headphones. Tim, you can go and brush your shoulder off, and I got you.
Welcome to an unexpected Wicked Chops podcast. December 30th turning out to be a day of some pretty big news, and all of it is generated by UB. Phil Hellmuth and Annie Duke both announced that they are leaving UB today. So on the line, we have Team UB Pro Joe Seebach to talk about the departure of two poker legends, Hellmuth and Duke. Seebs, how you doing?
Good, man. Just getting ready for New Year's. Closing out 2010 with a bang, as you said.
Yeah, that's not that, you know, it's necessarily unexpected, particularly on Helma's side, because over the last, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 weeks, he hasn't been wearing the UB patch or the cap, and there's been a lot of speculation around that. But still, with him and Duke, who you really didn't hear anything about, it's definitely a surprise, and, you know, timing-wise, it feels like maybe this was somewhat orchestrated. Is this something that has been, would you say, in the works for a while?
I think they hit the nail on the head, and it's something that's been ongoing. You know, obviously, both of, you know, Phil and Annie are icons of the poker industry, so it's not something that, you know, is taken lightly or happens quickly.
Right.
It's been ongoing. You know, like you said, Phil hasn't been wearing the patch, so people have kind of seen it coming. But, you know, with that said, it's one of those situations that's completely amicable. You know, both sides, you know, sort of, I think, are ready for the change. UB certainly is ready to move forward in 2011. And, you know, like any situation like this, obviously, we wish them nothing but the best. I mean, they, you know, you can't really say UB without thinking of Phil and Annie for the past, you know, 10 years or so. And that's something that you have to respect.
Yeah, you say maybe it was just time for both parties to part ways. You know, with the deal with Excapsa now out of the way on the UB side, it really feels like this is a major breaking of the past, and, you know, maybe putting the past behind you. Do you see it that way too?
I personally definitely think of it exactly that way. And with that said, no one is saying that Phil or Annie were involved in the scandals or the cheating. You know, no one is saying anything like that. But again, the past is the past, and UB has a checkered past. You know, UB has had a lot of issues with the past. And certainly, you know, I've been there about a year and a half now. This kind of feels like the final brick, you know, in that wall.
Right.
You know, these two huge icons leaving. Obviously, you mentioned, you know, the current regime sort of ceding from Excapsa and dealing with that from a financial perspective. So in my mind, you know, and I've been saying it for a while, I think 2011 is probably going to be the best year that UB has ever had. You know, I think that we're really primed and sort of ready to really move forward. You know, I think that it's sort of been a couple of years, and slowly we move away from the scandal, and then we get pulled back, and all this kind of keeps happening. But with Phil and Annie's departures, I think you're right. I mean, it really kind of signals, you know, the past is now over. Let's look towards the future, which I couldn't be more excited about.
It seems like over the last, maybe 6 months to a year, there's been a very conscious movement away from, well, if you just look at the way the team's been shaping up on the UB side, you've got Eric Baldwin, Ruthless, recently Maria Ho. Are you looking to bring on a lot more, I guess, younger or fresher faces? Is there like a defined direction that you want the team to go?
It's fluid, of course. I mean, and it changes. And, you know, it's not like it's my decision, you know, what's going to happen with the team. But, you know, obviously we've seen sort of the bigger sites go the route of, you know, we're going to sign as many pros as is humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really, and while I understand sort of the sheer numbers philosophy of it, it's really not my philosophy with this, and I don't think it works for UB. So I don't want to use the term a lot of pros. I don't think that we're looking to sign a lot of pros.
Uh-huh.
You know, in my perfect world, I would like to see the team be tight, you know, and smaller, and actually have each member have a really pivotal, important role for the team rather than just sign as many people as possible. But you're absolutely right about, you know, youth sort of changing the way that people view, you know, UB. Before, it kind of seemed like it was Phil and Annie.
Right.
You know, and that was it, and that's what people associate with it. But now, exactly like you said, we've got baseball, we've got Maria Ho. I mean, we're bringing in, you know, new players that really kind of round out the team, so you see the team rather than just these two iconic faces. And with that said, you know, we're going to be announcing our newest team member next week. So the first week of 2011, we're going to ring in with a bang, you know, the same way that we ended in 2010 with another big announcement. So I'm pretty pumped up about that.
It's not Temp Hutter, is it?
Maybe. We were in negotiations. We're not sure yet.
I wonder if you guys could get Temp Hutter. That would be tough. No, so, yeah, I read on your blog, you just mentioned it, expect a big announcement next week. Would this be kind of, I don't know how the best way to put this, but maybe like almost like a headliner for the team now?
Headliner, you know, I don't necessarily want, like I was saying before, to kind of create that same concept where there's just going to be, you know, one or two faces. But this player definitely is on the scene. It's going to be a big surprise. You know, I think some people are going to be a little shocked. But it really kind of signals to me just our philosophy. You know, UB's not going anywhere. You know, we want to keep things moving in the same direction that we've been moving in the last year. And to me, you know, this new team member is going to exemplify that perfectly. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, these teams are fluid, you know, like I said. So, I mean, is this person going to become the new face? You know, I don't think so. I think we all kind of become the new face, and that's something that we've been working on. But you never know. You know, I mean, if somebody goes out and wins the main event or something like that, obviously they're going to have a pretty big face on that Mount Rushmore, you know, set AUB.
Yeah, so it's definitely Temp Hutter. I think we can finalize that. One thing that you know, and just reading the forums, reading 2+2, reading some comments that people have made to this, there's definitely some speculation around whether or not Helmuth and Annie leaving is financially driven from the UB side, as in, did this departure with Excapsa and some other things cash strap UB a little bit into making this. Well, just, you know, from what I know, that I don't think that to be the case, but can you speak to that?
Well, no, it's definitely not the case. You know, and the funny thing about that situation is, you know, I think that UB is actually financially as healthy as they've ever been. Like you said, Excapsa we've broken away from. You know, there's definitely money in terms of, you know, spending on the pros and being able to do that. So it's definitely not the case, at least certainly not from my understanding. You know, UB is not cash-strapped, and neither of these decisions was based on, you know, simply not having the money to forward over there. I think it's much more, like I was saying before, sort of a shift in philosophy and just sort of a new way of thinking, you know, and sort of moving – you know, the way that we're viewing the team.
Okay. Where do you think – what do you think is going to happen with Helmuth in the next 6 months, if you had to speculate?
I don't know, man. It's going to be interesting. I mean, you can't – nobody can look at Phil and say that he doesn't have a ton of marketing value. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes without saying. I mean, whether you like his antics or not, whether you like, you know, the race cars and the Roman chariots and all this kind of stuff, people are watching. Mm-hmm. You know, so he's got some value there. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, obviously the Harry Reid bill going down, a lot of people are talking about the sites contracting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I honestly, this is one of those situations I really have no idea what's going to happen with Phil. I mean, logically speaking, you think he's going to end up somewhere, but you never know. I mean, the poker landscape changes so quickly, as you know. So, I mean, I'm just going to kind of sit back and watch the fireworks go off, you know.
There's okay, so the team's changing. Helmuth and Duke have left. You're bringing on new people. How about management-wise at UB? Is there any not necessarily turnover, but are there a lot of new faces now that with the Excapsa thing totally done, or is it like you guys introducing some new people there that are helping on the management side, or what could you speak to on that?
Right. Well, I've been campaigning to get my title changed to King. So I'm not sure how that's gonna affect things. We'll see. It hasn't been really met with open arms. But no, I mean the interesting thing about moving away from Excapsa was that, you know, none of those individuals were involved in the company as it was.
Right.
You know,
right.
So it hasn't been a big shakeup. It's not as if all of a sudden, you know, we've got a whole new group of management in there, they're making new decisions. That was more of sort of a financial situation. You know, all of the sort of old regime that was involved in the ownership was already gone. So none of that has changed. You know, I think that if anything, it's just just allowed us to have a lot more flexibility just financially, and probably philosophically as well, you know, kind of harking back to what we said before, just breaking from the past. So the truth is, I don't think it really has changed much. I mean, you never know, somebody new can come in, obviously, but at this point, I don't think that is something that's on the horizon.
Great. So looks like it's going to be a much different looking UB in 2011. Last question for you is, you mentioned the Reed bill, and that was obviously one of the most interesting couple of weeks that we've all probably had in the industry for a long time.
Right, for sure.
Where do you, I'm sure you're talking to some of your of UB's lawyers, lobbyists, and everybody. What do you think happens? What do you think shakes out just industry landscape-wise over the next year to 2 years?
You know, the truth is I haven't been that involved in that stuff, but everything that I've heard is simply going to be that probably it's going to be status quo for a couple years. You know, if the Reed bill didn't get pushed through or some, you know, derivative thereof, that nothing was going to happen. And so what I'm expecting is that things are going to kind of go on as they are. People are still going to be playing in the United States because obviously that was a component, was the, some of the bigger sites were going to have to leave for some amount of time. But everything, like I said, that I've been told is that things are going to stay the same for a couple years. So, you know, as I said before, that's the poker landscape, man. So you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't ever count any chicks until they're hatched, and I just kind of sit back and see what goes down.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you for your time, and I'm sure we'll be seeing you very, very soon.
Of course, anytime.
Yep.